Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wal aqibatu lil muttaqin was salatu was salam ala asyrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid. Ba'd, a'udhu billahi samiyyil 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa alqaytu 'alayka mahabbatan minni ila akhiril ayah. Sadaqallahul 'azim wa sadaqa 'ala rasulihin nabiyyul karim. Nahnu 'ala dhalika minash shahidin wash shakirin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Honorable ulama, respected huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, when you end up at the critical limit at various points in your life, be rest assured that divine care is always sure to follow. The critical limit, a concept that is used in physics and chemistry, represents a threshold that when crossed can lead to hazardous situations. This concept of critical limit is often utilized in risk management to gauge acceptable and unacceptable risk. I will go beyond this concept today by merging it with a mighty Islamic one, which is called Al-Inayatul Ilahiyya. It's called Al-Inayatul Ilahiyya, which simply means divine care. This exercise will help us arrive at an answer to a question which many of us are perhaps asking. And what is the question? When will Muslims in Palestine and the world find relief? That is the question on many people's mind. So allow me today to give you the answer to that question using this concept of divine care. Now, there is no better way to understand the interplay between these concepts than to refer to the story of Musa alayhi salam, where a consistent pattern is observed. Every time that Musa alayhi salam had reached the critical limit in his life, having reached the brink of human endurance, the life-altering intervention of divine care would descend, rescuing him at his darkest hour. You and I know he was born under extreme duress. Musa alayhi salam's life was overshadowed by the cruel decree of the Egyptian Pharaoh. This decree ordered the systematic massacre of all male Israelite newborns, alternating between slaughter and survival, not out of compassion, but to preserve a future workforce for this empire. Upon the birth of Musa alayhi salam, he immediately faced a grave danger. Fir'aun's soldiers were on their way to his mother's home, intent on carrying out the brutal decree upon Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam had just arrived at the first critical limit of his life. Allah inspired Musa alayhi salam's mother with an extraordinary plan. But when you fear for him, under the context of our topic, I am going to translate, when you reach your critical limit, then put him into the river. How is it possible for a mother to gather the strength to protect her child from certain death by placing him in the vast expanse of the world's longest river? This act meant leaving her baby without the necessities of warmth and nourishment, not to mention exposing him to the dangers of the river and beyond. But her immense iman,
surpassed her natural instinct, and so with a heavy heart, she gently lowered him and his basket into the flowing river, entrusting her child to a higher power. Shortly after Musa alayhi salam was adrift, his mother's heart surged with anxiety and pain. Allah says, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. Allah says, and the heart of Musa's mother became empty of all else but her son, so much so that she almost gave away his identity. She was a mother after all. She was on the brink of exposing Musa alayhi salam's true identity. In her desperation, she almost called out, "This is my son." For the second time in Musa's life, he had reached the critical limit. But the rule is fixed. The rule is fixed. Whenever a believer reaches a critical limit, divine care is sure to follow. Indeed, at this critical juncture, divine intervention descended. Allah says, لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, we had reassured her heart in order for her to find faith in Allah's promise. In a remarkable turn of events, the basket of Musa alayhi salam drifted to Firaun's palace. The very place his mother sought to protect him when placing him in the river in the first place. Subhanallah. Look at the workings of my Allah. Look at the workings of my Allah. The very place where his mother sought protection from was the very place that the basket drifted to. Firaun's guards found the basket, and Musa alayhi salam, now in the palace of a sadistic, a godless tyrant himself, faced the critical third limit of his life. At once divine care descended from the heavens to save him in the most miraculous ways. وَأَلْقَيْتَ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي وَأَلْقَيْتَ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. And I bestowed upon you love from me. As a result, the moment Fir'aun's wife laid her eyes on Musa alayhi salam, she fell in love with him. And she persuaded her husband Fir'aun, Qurrat ayni li walak, Qurrat ayni li walak. This baby can be a source of joy and happiness for us. Against all odds, Firaun agreed to adopt Musa alayhi salam, which presented Musa alayhi salam's mother with a brand new challenge. It seemed as though Musa alayhi salam's mother was now destined to be separated from her son forever. Belonging to a marginalized community while her son lived in an opulent surrounding of the Pharaoh. Adding to the situational complexity, Musa alayhi salam refused to be nursed from any woman that was presented to him. وَحَرَّمَّا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah says, and we caused him to refuse all wet nurses at first. As each attempt was made to feed him failed, Musa alayhi salam reached the fourth critical limit of his life, the imminent threat of starvation. However, my friends, the rule does not change. The rule does not change. Whenever the limit is reached, divine care immediately follows. Allah inspired Musa alayhi salam's sister, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ. She said to Fir'aun that, shall I direct you to a family who will bring him up and take good care of him? This led to فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْسَنُ وَلَا تَحْسَنْ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ This is how we returned Musa to his mother to comfort her eyes. Somehow, the baby who was sent to drown or who was sent down to the river to escape Fir'aun was now very safely cradled in his mother's arm under the protection of Fir'aun beneath his own palace. On top of that, Fir'aun, who had ordered the death of all male Israelites to protect his kingdom, found himself paying a wage. Found himself paying a wage to Musa alayhi salam's mother to feed and nurture the very child who would eventually dismantle his kingdom. Subhanallah, how Allah works. And a very child from the rubble of Gaza will one day dismantle the kingdom of Zionism. Say Ameen, brothers. A very child from that rubble, for every Fir'aun there is a Musa. For every Fir'aun there is a Musa alayhi salam. Friends, the story is not of an irony. It's not poetic justice that I'm telling you. This is the care of the highest order that descends upon those who remain believing, upon those who remain patient and certain that during every critical limit in your life, divine intervention is sure to follow. I have now captured four instances of this dynamic between these two concepts in Musa alayhi salam's infancy. But time does not allow me. This is a pattern that plays out right to the end of his life. This is a pattern that plays out right to the end of his life. At every critical moment, at every critical limit, divine intervention came into place. And the Quran captures this dynamic in one ayah. In one ayah, the Quran captures this dynamic. حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا That until when the messengers had completely despaired and they were certain that they were treated as liars, our help came to them. My respected elders and friends, the ummah is now reaching a critical limit. The ummah is now reaching a critical limit. Fast forwarding to today, as Gaza bleeds, as Syria bleeds, as the West Bank erupts, as the Muslim world surges in rage, as the West scrambles to rescue the Zionist narrative, and the Zionist project crumbles, the Ummah is reaching a critical limit. So I say to you, and to me, I say to you and I say to me, as Umar radiallahu anhu said to Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, what did he say? Muslims only triumph, O Ummis, when the latter disobey Allah. Muslims only triumph over the enemy when the latter disobey Allah. Were it not for this, we would not have overpowered them, as our numbers are not like their numbers. Our weapons are not like their weapons. Our equipment are not like their equipment. If we equate them in sinning, then they have the advantage over us in strength. This is the message of today. If we equate them in sinning, then they have an advantage over our strength. In the light of the crossroads that the Ummah has reached, no setback in our life can be considered a minor one. What are some of the setbacks, my friends? Neglecting our daily prayers. Dealing with riba and usury in any form. Endless wasting of our lives in various ways. Cutting off family members. Being caught in a cycle of online and offline relationships. It's staggering. It's mind-blowing. If I have to tell you how our youth are involved in online and offline relationships. Extravagance has reached to a precedent in this ummah that was never seen before. I will speak about this in the future. I have an ex-student of mine who's working in the catering company. I taught him in the 1990s in a Muslim school. At a very popular catering company. He said, Maulana, last week we hosted a function. 200,000 was spent on the flowers alone. So there is no setback that is a minor setback. Umar said, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, if we will equate them in sinning, we are holding the victory of Allah to come to this ummah. My respected elders and friends, who are we even in the broader context? This is where me and you respond with an unwavering resilience. It's my transformation, along with his and hers, that will tip the scales in the favor of the ummah. It's my transformation that will tip the scales in the favor of the ummah. May Allah give us all the understanding as we are entering into blessed days. An ideal opportunity, inshallah, for us to try to keep the fast of the 13th, 14th and 15th, that is Saturday, Sunday and Monday, which is known as the Ayyam Abidh. It was the habit of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to keep this fast on a monthly basis. And inshallah, on the 15th, we'll get the opportunity of fasting for the 15th as well, so inshallah that reward will also be included. And on Sunday after the Isha Salah, inshallah, important advices pertaining to the auspiciousness and the blessedness of this night will take place at the masjid. Jazakumullahu akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا
الحمد لله رب العالمين حسبنا الخالق من المخلوقين حسبنا الناصر من المنصورين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين إن المسلم يعيش في هذه الدنيا لعقيدة التوحيد والرسالة وخلق الإنسان لعبادة الرحمن ومعرفته فحسب قال جلاله جل وعلا وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون أي ليعرفوني فيا عباد الله إن هذه الدنيا وما فيها خلقت لكم وإنكم خلقتم للآخرة أخبر سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا فهذا نبي الله موسى عليه السلام سخر له البحر ونبي الله إبراهيم عليه السلام سخر له النار ونبي الله داود عليه السلام سخر له الجبال والحديد كما سخر الرياح والشياطين والجن لسليمان عليه السلام حتى أنه تعالى سخر لكل نبي كذا وكذا وسخر النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بحر السماوات والأرض وسخر له كل شيء في هذا الكون وفي الحديث الطويل لما اقترف آدم عليه السلام الخطيئة استغفر ربه بحق سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لما رآه مكتوبا
ala qawamin arsh, la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah. Faghafara lahu subhanahu hatta qala jalla jalaluhu, walawla muhammadun lamma khalaqtu. Akhrajahu al-Tabarani. Ummatul muslimin wal quran, Allahu khaliquna wa razikuna, wa huwa ar-razzaqu dhul quwwati al-matin. Alam tara anna allaha sakhkhara lakum ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardi jami'an min الله الذي ألم تروا أن الله سخر لكم ما في الأرض ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وأسبغ عليكم نعمه ظاهرة وباطنة أمة المسلمين قال الله تعالى ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون فالمراد من الأرض هي الأرض المقدسة بيت المقدس عند البعض يرثها الصالحون بدليل قوله تعالى وأورثنا القوم الذين كانوا يستضعفون مشارق الأرض ومغاربها التي باركنا فيها ثم في آخر الزمان يورثه الله أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عند نزول عيسى ابن مريم عليه السلام ففي الحديث إذا كانت البلاد إذا ذاك حربا فإن لم تأتوا وتصلوا في البيت المقدس فبعث بزيت يسرج كناديره أو كما قال إليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم أنت القوي ونحن الضعفاء اللهم أنت الغني ونحن الفقراء يا من قال ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أهل غزة اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أهل غزة يا ذا القوة والعزة اللهم ارحم عبادك المظلومين في أرض فلسطين وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا واجعل لهم مخرجا يسيرا وارحمهم وارضهم وارض عنهم آمين يا أرحم الراحمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم يا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم أشد حر هذا اليوم اللهم أجرنا من حر جهنم اللهم أجرنا من حر جهنم اللهم أجرنا من حر جهنم اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Brothers, let us ensure our self-sustain, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line, making sure that we fill all the gaps. And as we had mentioned, Alhamdulillah, we're entering blessed days, Mubarak days, looking forward to the month of Ramadan. Allah grant us barakah in the month of Shaban. make it possible for us to reach the month of Ramadan, inshallah, to benefit from the spirituality of this month. And we start preparing ourselves, inshallah, in terms of gaining the proximity and the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ways is that we spend, alhamdulillah, we have this opportunity every Friday to donate generously towards the house of Allah, towards the various activities. Imagine how much of activities will be taking place in the month of Ramadan in the form of Quran recital and all the other activities, inshallah. The more we spend, the more Allah will give us back in return, inshallah. Let us open our hearts and wallets generously for the cause of Allah, inshallah. Jazakumullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
Allah. Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك وتعالى. كرام الله صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأهلنا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.